Hi everybody, Tony McGinley here at Aramis Communications. On this January the 4th, Friday, 2018, and here in West Grove, PA, Pennsylvania, United States of America. And today's the feast day of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, and an American saint, and very proud of that, I guess. And sure, we are, and we will keep her in our prayers today. We're going to have Steve Bowes on today, part of the Family Rosary program. However, Steve was unavailable at the time, and at this time, so we left a message, and if there's any chance, he'll get back to us, and it might be right in the middle of what we're doing, you know? So if that's the case, we'll call a timeout there, and I'll get him hooked up. It'll take a moment or two there with the equipment. And so just so you understand why the interruption, if you will, but it'll be worth it because Steve is very famous here in this area. He is, get his exact title now, Steve is the director of the Family and Life Office for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. And we've had Steve on before, so we'll get him again. We're going to talk about the March for Life, which is coming up on January the 18th. What is it? That's about 2 weeks from today, I guess, isn't it? Yeah, 2 weeks from today. Some of you may be wondering why it's not on the 22nd, which is the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. The issue there is that it's... what is the reason? I think because... weather? I don't know. You know what? That's a good one. I thought before it used to be because it was like on a weekend or something, but the 22nd would be like a Tuesday. I don't know. You know what? I just stumbled on that. I thought I had the answer before I started talking about it, and in which case I'll have to take my foot out of my mouth. I don't know the answer to the question. So we'll find out more about that and get back to you on that. There's plenty of time. By the way, as I'm talking, I'm adjusting some of the equipment here as we speak. You know, being program director and as well as the radio engineer is quite challenging, let me tell you. And then keeping the music going at the right time and all, it's sort of like, I don't know. It's just take my word for it. It's not the easiest thing. It takes a little practice here, but we're glad to do it. We love doing this. So, all right. Well, look, we're going to do the Novena prayer now to Our Lady of Fatima. Okay, right? And Our Lady of Fatima, of course, was paired to the three children of Sia, Jacinta, and Francisco 100 years ago. Well, 101 years ago. We just had the 100th anniversary there back in 2017. And during that time when she appeared to the children, one of the things she asked us for was to pray and make sacrifices so that souls can be saved. And so we are here, and we decided to make our novena an ongoing event. Into the new year after that, which is last year, the 2018, and we're continuing forward as well this year. All right, now the theme for today's novena prayer has to do with peace in the world, and we'll begin right now. O Queen of the Holy Rosary, Sweet Lady of Fatima, who has deigned to appear in the land of Portugal and has restored peace at home and abroad to this country once in turmoil, we beseech you, look graciously upon our dear country, and by thy power raise it from the depths to which it has fallen, and reestablish it in spiritual and moral strength. Bring back peace also to all the peoples of the earth, so that all nations, especially our own, may rejoice to hail thee as a queen and as a queen of peace. Amen. Our Lady of the Rosary, pray for our country. Our Lady of Fatima, obtain for humanity a lasting peace. Amen. And with that, everyone, we will have continued on our novena to Our Lady of Fatima. And, of course, one of the other things she promised us is we could help save souls from hell by faithfully following her message, including which she wanted us to pray the rosary every day. And that's our next program, as you can guess. Sometimes we take an interruption here, a little break, and then play a little music and then come back. We'll continue straight on here and then play some music afterwards for your listening pleasure. Music we're playing today, and which we began the program with just a few moments ago, is from Annie Carto, a top-rated Catholic songwriter and musician and singer, and she resides in Florida, and she has donated many, many songs to our inventory of music here at Adoramus Communications, and we just love playing it. All right. Well, let's keep in our prayers today in the Rosary, in the recitation of the Holy Rosary, all the victims and families of victims of tragedies, natural disasters, and man-made events. Let's also keep Pope Francis and all the members of the clergy in our prayers, all the souls in purgatory, and all the souls in need of confession, for the end of violence in all of its forms, for the safekeeping of our families, and for all of our other intentions, personal and otherwise. Let's now begin the Holy Rosary while meditating on the joyful mysteries. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. We believe in God the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. We believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The first joyful mystery is the Annunciation, and fruit of the mystery is humility. And when the angel had come to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The second joyful mystery is the visitation by our Blessed Mother to Saint Elizabeth, and the fruit of the mystery is love of neighbor. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The third joyful mystery is the birth of our Lord Jesus, and fruit of the mystery is poverty in spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The fourth joyful mystery is the presentation of our Lord in the temple, and fruit of the mystery is obedience. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The fifth joyful mystery is finding the child Jesus in the temple. And fruit of the mystery is joy in finding Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping, in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech you, that by meditating upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, once again, everybody, thank you very much for joining us here today on this feast day of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. And thank you for praying our novena prayer with us to help save souls from hell and help bring about peace in the world. And just now we finished reciting the Holy Rosary while meditating, of course, during this Christmas season on the joyful mysteries. All right, well, we're going to let you go. We'll be back tomorrow at our regular time, and hope you can join us. In the meantime, we'll post today's program up in the archive page. We're going to hold off for a moment or two. We're going to put the music back on with Annie Carto. And while we're doing that, we're going to see if maybe we can catch up with Steve Boza again. If we can, we'll interrupt the music and have an interview with him at least. So you can still hang on if you like. We'd be glad to have you. And in any event, we'll see you tomorrow, hopefully. All right? So you guys have a great day out there. And let me see if I can get the music queued up here to start playing. Let me see here. It should start now.
Thank you for listening to our Faith for the Journey series. We hope the Holy Spirit uses this recording to touch your spiritual side. In life, we strive to be in balance. We attempt to have balance in our work, diet, budget, and families. The Jesuits have always taught that we are a complicated mix of mind, body, and soul. It is crucial to have balance in those three arenas of our lives. Faith for the Journey has a goal to feed the soul through fascinating stories of people, their faith, and their journey. Be sure and log on to our website for more information. faithforthejourney.com.
Honored and privileged to have a singer-songwriter, contemplative, Annie Carto, and with us today, and she's going to share her various stories of God moments throughout her life that inspired her to write many of the songs that she has written and recorded. Annie, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, Chuck. Thank you for this opportunity.
And you had a quote from that you'd like to read first?
Well, Pope Benedict, we were talking about suffering in life and why that we have to suffer. And I love this quote by Pope Benedict Emeritus. He says, "It is not by sidestepping or fleeing from suffering that we are healed, but rather by our capacity for accepting it, maturing through it, and finding meaning through uniting with Christ, who suffered with infinite love." That quote has really helped me in my lifetime because I know, like many of the listeners today, we have joyful, sorrowful, glorious times in our lives. And God's weaving a beautiful painting with the dark colors of suffering and the joys. And we won't get to see that portrait until we're in heaven. But it's something quite beautiful and breathtaking.
Wow. Wow. So you look at the various happenings in your life as it's all part of, through the eyes of faith, that God is weaving your picture,
yes,
your story, your
my
life.
My story. Yeah, my story.
Well, tell me about the encounter with God's mercy 27 years ago and how that experience set you on a mission.
Well, I was raised in a beautiful Catholic family, one of eight children, and I was number four. And my dad nicknamed me Puddle Jumper at an early age because he would drop us off before Mass on his way to work in our Catholic grade school. And I would spend the time jumping puddles in front of the pastor's office, you know, anything to delay. My brothers wanted to go in at the last minute. So that name kind of stuck with me. I married the first time at a very tender age of 17, much to the dismay of my parents. And then 6 years later, I was divorced with two small boys and then remarried my present husband, but outside of the church. So my parents, as good Catholics, you can imagine, were not very happy. And then 27 years ago, as Chuck mentioned, I was quite broken. I had made many poor decisions in my life, and I was feeling like a failure, and I was really struggling. My present marriage was struggling at that time, but my parents invited me to the Ozark Mountains where they had retired, and on top of this mountain was a beautiful chapel, and behind the altar it was all glass, and my mother said, "We've started a new devotion to the Divine Mercy." And the first thing I thought, Chuck, was I am not interested in another devotion. But I didn't want to say that to my mother, of course. She had these really sharp blue eyes. So I went into the chapel. She had given me the diary of St. Faustina, the Polish nun who kept a beautiful diary of Jesus' words to her. And there on the altar, I could see Jesus and the host, and I felt such a loving mercy coming from the host, bathing me, washing me tenderly, like a mother would wash her child. And I almost felt like Jesus was saying, "Annie, I see all your sin and poor choices, but I'm offering you my mercy in exchange for your misery. It just seemed too good to be true. I had never felt so loved unconditionally in my whole life.
Wow, you went there reluctantly, yes. So you really didn't want to be there.
No,
but you had this feeling that God was speaking to you.
He was, and he was healing me, all my woundedness and all my poor choices. Just tears were streaming out of me. I later read that St. Jerome said there were two waters of conversion, the waters of baptism and the tears of repentance.
Oh, wow.
So those were the tears I was crying that evening. The next day I went to confession. I was still quite afraid because the priest that I was going to confession to was a family friend. He knew the history of our family. But when I walked in, I could see the Divine Mercy image on the wall, which is the image, of course, with the two rays coming from Christ's heart, signifying the waters of baptism and the blood, you know, the Eucharist. And I knew I was in the right place. And after my confession, Father just took my hands and he said, Annie, how many people do you think are out there just like you who have lost their way? For your penance, I want you to spread this beautiful message of God's mercy the rest of your life.
And that was his penance for you?
Yes. And that was 27 years ago, and I'm trying to be faithful to that. And I would say to anyone who's struggling with forgiving themselves or someone in your family or someone who's hurt you, God's mercy is greater. His mercy is greater than any sin that we have. So that's the message of that time of my life. His mercy is greater.
That is a beautiful message, beautiful, and you do it so well in song. Mm. Your voice, I still say it's like the angels are singing.
Oh,
and
God.
So what song grew out of this experience?
The Lord gave me a song when I returned to my home in Indiana. It was Divine Mercy, Flood My Soul. And that's sort of launched my music ministry at that time. It was just a beautiful encounter with the mercy of God.
So you were so moved by this experience that you went back home and you wrote the song.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
Stormy night, his face was adorned in a golden light. I felt so unworthy, I wanted to run and hide, but his gaze was so intense, I felt paralyzed. Divine mercy, like a river, oh, flood my soul. Wash me clean, make me whole. Divine mercy, like a river, oh, flood my soul. Wash me clean. Yet longing. like a river, oh, flood my soul. Wash me clean, make me whole. Divine mercy, like a river, oh, flood my soul. Wash me clean.
Sorry for the interruption, everybody, but we've got Mr. Bozo on the line, and we're going to get him hooked up here. So if you'd be patient, we'll have this interview that we talked about and regarding the March for Life coming up on January the 18th. So be patient, everyone. I'll put the music back on, and we'll be back in two. All right? Thanks, everybody.
Wash me clean. My heart, my life, my soul.
How is the suffering in your life that shaped you, allowed you to help others, especially your granddaughter, Lindsay?
Well, Chuck, you know, as I mentioned before, there are different parts of our lives. We're all on a journey, and the suffering is not meant to be avoided, as Pope Benedict said, but to be embraced and united with Christ's suffering. In 2002, my granddaughter had just come into the church, was baptized, received her first Holy Communion, and then 3 weeks later to the day was involved in an accident, and her head was so injured they had to remove part of her skull and put her in a deep medicinal coma.
Testing. Hello, everybody. Steve, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah. Give me a count from 1 to 10 for real fast if you could.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes. You're coming through real well. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, good.
Yeah, well, everybody, as promised, we've got Mr. Steve Bozo with us, who is involved with Pro-Life here in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. And, Steve, I don't have my notes in front of me. What is the exact title of the office you're part of?
I'm from the Office of Life and Family.
Okay. And what does that entail for our listeners?
That entails all the traditional pro-life work, such as public policy, anti-abortion, anti-euthanasia. We get into bioethics here. We get into our high school pro-life days of recollection or rallies, or whatever you want to call them, March for Life, and sure, some of the ancillary projects working with the Students for Life. They have a great retreat coming up, or an event on Saturday after the march. So we're working along with them. And family life program is basically the traditional, you know, marriage prep, natural family planning. We have an anti-pornography campaign coming up in March, and so we're doing some work on there. Prison ministry. We also have the focus instrument for couples engaged to be married, you know, and the various groups that do work for us, or they're independent, like Courage, the ministry for same-sex attracted people, and Courage, which is the similar ministry for their parents. We involve ourselves with, outreaches for the, say, we just did a workshop not too long ago for the transgender controversy that's going on. So, you know, we have hands in a lot of stuff. Marriage Encounters involved with us. We also have Retrovi, a ministry for persons in struggling marriages. We work with parishes who administer the bereavement program. So it's it's quite a range of things that are going on.
For anyone out there listening and kind of like new to the diocese, let's just say they've moved over from Jersey or something, how could they participate in any of these things that you're talking about?
From the people in New Jersey?
No, I meant I'm sure they have their own setup over there in Camden. But no, I'm just hypothetically saying, if somebody moved into our diocese and they didn't know how to get started in any of those ministries, could they contribute somehow by calling your office?
Sure. They could always call me. I'm at 215-587-5661. Or they could contact us through our website, which is phillycatholiclife.org. That's phillycatholiclife.org. So they could, peruse the website, see what's available, email me through the website or call me. Sure. And then they can get involved with whatever they would like to do.
Oh, boy. You know, for all the years I've been in the Archdiocese, I was not aware of the extent of the different programs that you just enumerated. It's really impressive.
Yeah, we're very fortunate here. Archbishop Chaput and the other bishops are very, very open to new and innovative ways of doing things. And so it's very good. They're very open. We're also very fortunate here too that we have an extremely vibrant pro-life community, outside organizations out there that are doing stellar work, independent of us, but still very much a part of our umbrella.
Sure.
But they work on their own, and as a matter of fact, I got an email just last night from St. Peter's in Brandywine, Joe Christoph, who is one of our pro-life leaders down in that area. Joe's doing, organizing a wonderful retreat on the theology of the body for high school young ladies. And so she emailed me yesterday and asked if I would get the word around. When I saw it, I was very excited about it. So I sent the information out to the people that I think, the high schools that I think would be very open to that.
Oh, boy, yeah, sure.
And so we'll see how that goes, and that's in February. So, we'll contact Joe and see how everything worked out. But it seems like it's going to be a very wonderful event. So we have groups like that doing things that, like I said, are independent of me, but still doing great works. We have the Culture Project that does a great job with our, youth ministry, with the youth and young adults. They help us out in some of our projects. The Pro-Life Union, what could I say about the Pro-Life Union? I mean, they're like basically our right-hand people.
Sure.
They have their fingers on the pregnancy care centers, things that I just don't have time to do, but they vet them and market them and do everything that they can for them. All I need to do is refer people to them. We just opened up a Gianna Center here. That's independent of us, but they do a wonderful job with offering good pro-life gyne care to women in the city.
Wow.
So they're doing a splendid job. The Pennsylvanians for Human Life, they they're out in the parishes, I mean, the schools doing pro-life presentations. So we have a whole lot of good people doing great work.
You work with Dr. Georgie Sayu too, right?
I do. Yeah, George and I work together with projects for the Catholic Medical Association. I'm a member of the Philly Guild and the National Guild, and so we interact in those types of things. But George is a firecracker too. He, he works with the a mother's home. I think it's in Derby, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, the old BVM convent.
Yeah, yeah. And so he's a firebrand. He does good work, and we'll help him as best we could. So yeah, there's a whole slew of people that come together for the cause.
I sure do. How are things shaping up for the march?
Well, they're shaping up well. It's hard to put an assessment down at this stage of the game. Let me just tell you things in the past, and I could then bring into the future. In the past, we've had probably about 3,500 people come. Some of them they only come to us when they want to register to get a bus pass for the cathedral, because the Archbishop does the Mass at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
And many of our people go to that. And so all we have are figures that tell us how many buses, that we had to get passes for.
Sure.
And that's a pretty substantial amount.
Sure.
And then I happen to know, working with our high schools, that some of our high schools, in fact, most of our high schools, go down. Some of them go to the Mass, but most of them don't. They have their own masses in the high school, and then they go down to the march. So when you ask it, on January 4th, what the numbers look like for this year, I can't give you that assessment, only because traditionally around here, people wait to the last minute.
Yeah.
And, so we'll get registrations up to the last week. So, but if the past is any indication of the present, I think we'll do, probably around the same amount. I know that there were some, one of the things that I wanted to do last year and just couldn't have the time to really go out there and beat the bushes. But I know there are some schools like, Bonner Prendy last year, sent two buses. And when I talked to Father Zaleski, he said, I could have had three, but we only had money for two. And I said, well, let me see if I can get you some money. So I was able to get a commitment from Education to pay for that bus.
I see.
I don't know if they took that up or not. I don't know. What I wanted to do last year was get a kitty going of, having some sponsors, chip in a couple hundred each.
Sure.
Or whatever. So this way, I could put the word out in November to say to parishes, to the schools, look, if you don't have the money for a bus, I got a couple thousand here that could help you.
Okay. But, hear that, everybody?
So if anybody's listening, we could start taking those, those donations right after this march is over, and I'll put them in a kitty. And
you heard it here first, everybody.
Yeah, and I'll put them in a kitty, and so back in November I could contact the schools and offer them some help if they need it.
Okay.
So so we could certainly help with that.
If you can just put a little something in writing on that and send it off to us here, and we'll make sure it gets in our newsletter in the future.
Sure. And if what is your if you could just. Send me an email asking for that, because days kind of going by and I'm going to forget to do it.
I understand with the schedule that you have. I was just wondering, is there anything on the horizon legislation wise that we should be aware of that kind of like coincides with the march or what?
Well, not that's coinciding with the march on a national level. I know that they've introduced bills in the House to inject, you know, monies and whatnot for abortion activities. It's not going to go anywhere in the Senate. So I don't think we have to worry about that. You know, they're just, you know, doing their thing. In the Commonwealth, I remember last year we were working on a bill to ban abortions for Down syndrome children. And what they were what the Pennsylvania Catholic Conference was seeking to do was to get a veto-proof majority in both houses because the governor would certainly veto it. I think that in one chamber, they did in fact get the veto-proof majority. In the second chamber, I think they were short. Now, I haven't talked to the players there at the PCC yet. I just got back on Monday or Wednesday, rather. So I haven't had a chance to talk to them, but I'm sure that that's going to be in the horizon coming up, because I know that they didn't let it die, but I just don't know where it is with the process these days.
That, you know, that was my next question. Do you ever interact with the PCC?
All the time. All the time. I'm, you know, I work with them on a fairly regular basis. I mean, we've, you know, we've got a good relationship with them, and we try to meet as a pro-life directors, try to have a conference call once a month.
I see.
But we haven't, in the past couple months. So, but yeah, we're in very close contact with them. We work very closely with the Pro-Life Federation.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, they sent to us some there was the abortion control statistics that come out every 2 years. And so they sent me that information, and I got that information from the PCC. All of my contact.
Well, all right, Steve, we got to cut this short at this point. We've got to let you go. We know that you've got things to do this afternoon. And again, we want to thank you for extending the time available to get the interview in with us today.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for thinking of us.
And we'll be sure to get you again in not too distant future. So, one more thing. Will you be going to the Philly Man Up thing there?
Yes. I will. I'll be going there.
When is that? I forgot.
You know, it's the beginning of March, but I forget the exact date.
Okay. And where's that?
But it's, yeah. That's over at Newman University.
Right. Right.
And they did a good job. I'm a little concerned this year, but not in a bad way. You know, South Jersey had their own man up.
Oh.
Back, I think it was November, if not mistaken, October, November. Mm-hmm. Very, very successful. I'm very happy for them. They had 500 people come.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is, and I haven't talked to you, Smit, about that, but I would hope that Man Up Philly numbers don't decrease.
Get it. Sure.
They very well may. But then again, maybe they had a good experience in Camden, and then they'll come back for some more. In Philadelphia. That's my hope, is that they, you know, do a double dip there. So, you know, keep them in prayer. I don't want to see any attrition in numbers. So we'll see what goes.
Okay, Steve. I'm really happy we got you today. And I'm sure you'll be going down to the march in a couple of weeks, right?
Yep. We certainly be down there.
All right. Well, you have a safe trip down there. And
thank you very much.
And tell everybody down there we were asking for them. And
I sure will.
And we'll see you soon.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye now. See you.
Bye.
Okay, everybody. That was Mr. Steve Bosa from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. And give me a second here, everybody. I got this equipment all spread out here. You know, as I said, beginning an hour ago, I guess, being the program director and the radio engineer all at the same time has its challenges. So while I am talking to you, I want to get some music playing so I can close up a couple things. And again, music from Annie Carto down in Florida. And it's pretty well queued up. I think it should work out pretty well. So here we go.
And I was so grief-stricken as I flew from Florida to Indiana, where they lived. As much as I love the Divine Mercy Chaplet, which had been a great comfort to me, I couldn't pray it. All I could say were the words, "Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you." When I got to the room, I've always had a devotion to the Blessed Mother. I said in a prayer, "Our Lady, how am I going to help my family get through this suffering?" Because we didn't know if she would live through the night. The doctor was unsure. And interiorly, I heard Our Lady say, "I who stood at the foot of the cross of my Son will be with you during this cross." It raised me above the suffering and enabled me to be a help to my family, a sign of peace, you know, and I was able to pray with them. Every night when Lindsay was in the coma, I would sing her this song, "Overshadow Me," which was actually written by my sister, Teresa, who's a songwriter, and gave me permission to record this song. When Lindsay miraculously recovered much later in the summer, she knew this song word for word.
Wow.
She knew this song.
Boy, in a society that kind of tells us to experience no suffering, our faith teaches us that it is through suffering many times that God speaks to us and talks to us.
Amen. Amen, Chuck. That's so true. And I know that our culture likes to run from it, as you said. We don't ask for suffering,
no,
but
obviously,
when it comes our way, as you say, we accept it with faith.
Well, how we deal with suffering. Mm-hmm. I find it fascinating that as you were flying, you really couldn't say the words, and you almost had like a mantra that got you through the pain. Because many times our suffering is pretty intense, and we need prayer or the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary or, you know, whomever to get us through that suffering.
Yes.
But your niece knows, I mean, your
granddaughter
knows every words to the song, "Overshadow Me."
She does. And she said, "But Grandma, you're missing one thing. You're missing hand motions." So she taught me these very simple hand motions, which I now invite children when I speak and sing across the country. I invite children to come up and lead the adults in these hand motions. And the purity of the children and their faces is so touching.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And the adults, looking out at the adults doing these simple hand motions to "Overshadow Me."
Annie was kind enough to do a concert at our parish 3 nights ago, and the children up on stage, and it was a beautiful event, and it really is. It's a vehicle to get the children involved, and the song is beautiful, "Overshadow Me."
Overshadow me,
show.